Okay. So I do want to say one concept here. We may jump back and forth a drop between the Pshat and the Pshat Remes in the Gra. So I will just introduce tonight the concept of the Derech Remes. What is the Derech Remes of the Megillah? What is the as we for example, we learned in Yonah, right? That the whole story of Yonah never happened, according to the, I mean, it happened. The whole story of Yonah is not about Yonah. The whole story of Yonah is about the neshama coming down to the world and getting reswallowed in the Gilgulim. There's a whole nother thing going on in the Megillah, according to the Gra, Chapi Zohar, in Derech Remes. So the Gra has a pirush of the Megillah al Derech Remes as well. Okay? That it's all about a different thing. It's not as well known as the Gra and Yonah, but it's just as interesting. So we'll sprinkle that in once in a while. But let's read an introduction to the Gra al Pi Derech Remes. There's also a whole pirush of the Gra al Derech Soid, which is that's a Pi Kabbalah that we're not going to get to.
Not even a sprinkling.
Oh, not even a sprinkling. I'd say it's beyond the scope of this year, but it's, I think it's beyond the scope of the Maggid share also. So, when you say it's beyond the scope, it's like I have it clear, but I'm not sharing it with you. But no, so here, Derech Remes, listen to this. Megillah zu remezes al yemei ha'adam b'melchemes ha'yetzer hara v'kitrug ha'satan u'mapalase. The inyan of the inyan is that there are outside forces trying to kill the person. They're trying to take over the person. Haman is the Satan himself, and they're trying to come and take over the person. And the struggles that the person has against the Yetzer Hara are part of the struggles that a person has against the Yetzer Hara. That is the concept of Derech Remes of the Megillah. V'amru Chazal b'Medrash. Kol makom shenamar kan ha-melech hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, when it says HaMelech, it means Hashem. V'chol mokum sh'nemar HaMelech HaChashverosh V'HaChashverosh Mamish. Who's HaChashverosh? Inyan HaChashverosh Medaber Al HaYetzer Hara. HaChashverosh is talking about the Yetzer Hara.
Holland is
Kol
the
shekasem v'gemar
stuff.
shenikra HaChashverosh Al shehechsher p'neim shei Yisrael. He made the faces of the Jewish people black.
Shulam.
V'choshech ha-p'nei toim. Zehu malach ha-moves shemachshech p'neim shel b'riyas. Okay? Like it says the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, shechoyer ani v'na'avo, etc. Okay. Now, Vayas, for example, Yasam Melcha Chashverosh Mas Al Aretz, Pirshay Yitzhara, Mesim Mas, etc. So let's just give one example. Vayibim Achashverosh, the Gemara says Achashverosh is Achiv Shel Rosh. Who's the Rosh and who's the Achiv? So Rosh is the first. Nachash hakadmoni shenikra rosh, like it says in Eicha, hayu tzareha l'rosh. So it's referring to the Nachash hakadmoni. The Nachash is the Yetzer Hara. Achashverosh is the Yetzer Hara. Ki b'chol bria sheba'olam haklipa kademes l'pri. So he's achiv shel rosh. He came out first, come on Yaakov ve'esav, etc. So it's a little complicated. So he says, so he wants to destroy the tzaddikim, etc., etc., etc. Okay, and it says here, "Hamoylech mehodu v'adkosh." So we explain he was moylech mehodu v'adkosh, meaning to say he was malach ba'atzma. He had no yichus. We said yesterday he had no yichus, and he took over the malchus himself. So he says that's the koach of the yitzhara. The yitzhara is not invited in. The Yetzirah comes over and takes over uninvited. Ki yadua sheyetzirah ein tzarich hachana, hepech kedusha. The Yetzirah has much easier time taking over uninvited than kedusha does. Kedusha, in order to invite kedusha into your life, you got to work on it. You have to think: do I want him in? Do I not want him in? And if he has yichus, maybe he was already invited in at a younger age. So he's more, but rarely. Does it wake up one day? Oh, I got this tremendous, meshicha from the Tzara Kedusha to go learn for 3 hours uninterrupted. didn't happen yet. Too many people. So Hamoylech Mahidivar Kosh means that he's able to take over.
What's going on, Hamoylech? No, that's nothing to do with Hamoylech.
No, there's going on the word Hamoylech, right? But he takes over. The Yitzhar takes over. What's Hodu Bar Kosh? So he says, Hoidu is Miledas Adam, Sha'az Hoid Vahad Alafanav. The Hoid of the person, the shine. When is the person the most clean? Did you ever see anybody ever say, that baby, oh, it's not a cute baby? The baby's mamish ugly. I never did. Everyone says the same thing. Oh, baby's adorable. And then two people look like it, look at the baby, and one says it looks exactly like the father, and the other one says it looks exactly like the mother. Carbon copy. You know, I never got that whole thing. But so there's a hoid to a baby. A baby has a purity. And who's moilach on the baby? The Yitzhar comes right away. The Yitzhar Tov doesn't come till later. Everyone loves the little babies. Okay? Ad Kush is until he gets ugly. Old people, no one's, you know, whatever it's called.
Gushing
over an old person. Oh, come on, look how cute. The old person never wants to look the other way. It's not comfortable to even look at them. So he says, Vahibi Mei, it's when a person is in the struggles of life. It's in the days of Achashverosh, which is the Achiv Shel Rosh. The Yitzhara comes in, and he's moilech automatically. He's not invited in. Like Achashverosh just took over. Mei Hoidu, from the Hoid of the person, Ve'ad Kush, and until the end of their life, there's no end. There's no end to the struggles that a person will face with the Yitzhara. Now, and that's why it's interesting. The Gemara says that a person sees in his when he so in other words, a person has a shaykhis when he's a baby, when he's a child, when he's so every element of the person, Hashem is moila, and the Yitzhar is moilach on every part of the person, the oilam katan of the person, he's moilach on all of it. Now, Sheva v'esher mea medina. Okay. Now, how? What does it mean that he's moilech? The Gemara says, why does it say Sheva v'esher mea medina? Because it says first he started off with 7, then he started off with 20, then he went to 120. Right. So, what's the pshat? So the Gemara says first he starts off at 7. Is that at 7 is when v'achnasas atinuk lebeis hasefer. First grader is 7 years old. So he says at 7 years old, he's starting to learn. Then it's the first time the Yetzirah comes in. So no, don't learn. Is when the first, when the child is at 7 years old, he's ready to start learning. He's ready to start learning Torah. The Yetzirah is getting nervous. Because once you put Torah into the person, they're going to, the Yetzirah is going to be in trouble. So right away, the Yitzhar comes in. No. L'chin molach b'tchila shav ha-shonim. Ke'in me'akev ba'adoi. V'achakach molach al esrim. Because until 20, he was not a bar oinshim. Now he becomes a bar oinshim. The Yitzhar takes a bigger koch, and that's why the taivas get stronger at that age. And then, at the end of one's life, he's already 100. You would think he gives up. Give up! Lazop. 100 years old, he's still at it. That's the girl says. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Shot. I remember someone reminded me this morning about something I had told them a few years ago, that Reb David Pavarsky was Reshiva in Ponovich, and it was Yadua, he used to have a Chavrusa Shaft every day for 40 years. I have said this already before. Yeah. He used to have a Chavrusa Shaft every day for many, many years, 50 years, from 4 a.m. till 7 a.m. And so there was a year from Bnei Brak stayed by my house a couple years ago, 10 years ago. And he was his Rav David's Chavrusa for the last 10 years of this Chavrusa Shaft. And so Rav David told him, so I've been doing this waking up at 4 in the morning for 50 years. There was never a day it was easy. It's not like you get used to it and then the HR goes away. You get accustomed to it. But he says, when I was young, the Yetzer Hara was like, come down. We have to worry 4 in the morning. You have plenty of time. When I was old, the Yetzer Hara would say, you're an old man, you have excuses, you need your sleep. He said, there was never a time that it was just like, okay, that's what you do 4 in the morning. 4 in the morning is a hard time to wake up, period. It's not easy. The Yetzer Hara is at it your whole life. That's the Yisrael. Okay, Rabbi Isai, good to see you. And have a good night. We'll continue tomorrow.
What was that?
Good night. Thank you.
Died and he didn't know.